Counting down. All right, we are back again with the Press Pause. This is episode 2, as last week's episode did not record, so we're going to just call it episode 2. Joined once again by Condor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know what? It's been raining the last couple days here in Duluth, and we hit 90 last Friday.
Yeah, I saw that on the... Maybe it was my mom saying that it's just been crazy, crazy warm up there.
Yeah, right next to me, the Twin Ports on Friday at one point was the hottest place in the United States at like 96.
That's insane.
It's literally known as like the icebox capital. But nope, we were hitting almost 100 in May.
That's nuts.
That is crazy. So, this is a gaming podcast, and we might as well start with the biggest news of the last week or so, and that is the new Battlefield trailer came out.
Yes, sir. Battlefield 1.
Yeah, what Battlefield 1. Why don't you give a little synopsis for the fans.
Synopsis for the fans. All right, Mom, you ready? Here we go. So, Battlefield 1, as I tried to say last week, but I have no proof because it did not record, being that Battlefield is usually, they start these sort of trends, so I kind of thought, well, you know what? They're going to go away from these near future shooters, and they are going to make a World War One game, which I am very, very excited about. It is, unfortunately, an EA game, so that will mean that it will be incredibly monetized. It'll look pretty and it'll play well, but the multiplayer will probably divide the community and all that jazz. But just the new setting is really, really exciting to me. I can't think of a World War One game. I mean, my stores of knowledge are not as good as they probably could be, but I can't think of a AAA release World War One game by, you know, somebody as reputable as DICE. So I'm very pleased with it. It was, didn't you say it was one of the most liked trailers ever?
Yeah, I think and for sure for gaming, I think it's number one ever already.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. People are
no, and on the other side of the spectrum, the what is it? Infinite Warfare was. Yeah, that's like the most disliked of all time already.
Yeah, one of the it's like I don't remember what number it was, but I know it was in company of like Gundam Style and Rebecca Black and whatnot. So
that's the company you want to be in.
Absolutely, if you're trying to hype up your game, that's the kind of company you want for sure.
Do you think this is going to start a trend now that? This happens all the time through the ebbs and flows of gaming is, you know, everyone wants one thing and they keep reaching out to that one thing and then it hits a wall essentially and it's going to turn around and go towards more historic battles now. And I have to assume COD's going to follow suit.
I would think so. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see a Vietnam out of them next. Because, you know, I doubt they'll do World War One just because that'll look really copyish. Not that they care. I mean, they'll do anything that's going to sell copies. But I wouldn't be surprised to see a World War II, Vietnam, Korea even, and anything that's not what they've been doing lately. I mean, if you get that kind of reception, it's hard to believe that they're not thinking proactively, right now. Cause I would imagine, I don't know how game development works, but I would imagine they would almost have to be in pre-production for the next game already, even with, well, yeah, cause it'd be a new developer. So I would imagine, I guess that makes it kind of hard to say, cause it's hard to know how far along the next team is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know the guys over there knew what Battlefield was doing before.
Yeah, that's true. It's very possible. I hope they do something different. I mean, it's I think their formula is getting very tired, but we're gonna have to see how it sells. I mean, if it
that's at the end, dude. If it sells, they don't care. They're making
new
they're printing money.
No, well, and the other thing to consider too is their sales are going to be inflated by the Modern Warfare remaster.
Remaster.
So it's hard to. I mean, it's May, so it's really hard to say. But I would, man, I would find it hard to believe after Infinite Warfare has been received so poorly so far that they're not at least considering going back to some historical context.
And also props to Battlefield doing a White Stripes Seven Nation Army remix.
Oh, yeah.
That music was insane.
That almost made it. I think that like that was the first thing I noticed in the trailer, and like it was, you know, World War One, biplanes, guy getting beat over the head with a trench club, and the first thing I noticed was, hey, that's Seven Nation Army, I think. That well played.
Well exactly.
Played. Yeah. No, I've watched it a few times now, and I like it I like it more every time I watch it.
The tanks and everything, and it just looks so good. Me, I've only played one Battlefield before.
Three or four, probably.
Yeah, and I think I just didn't like it because I was so used to the old Call of Duties, but they're really forcing my hand here. I'm pretty jacked about this one.
Did you watch the their little presentation on it at all?
I have not.
It was a lot of just talking around things without actually saying anything. But I did see that it was kind of interesting that all of the vehicle controls, like for the different tanks, for the different factions, they're not all going to be the same.
Really?
Yeah. So they're going to have different controls for the different tanks. And I almost wonder and this would be really cool, but I don't know if it would actually work, but what if it's actually like a tank crew where you have a legitimate driver, gunner, loader, the whole nine yards.
Okay, so they go pretty much Fury Road within the game.
Yeah, if they went all Fury Road style, it would be much, much easier done.
Not Fury Road, just
in theory than in practice. But if they could pull it off, I think it would be really cool.
That's not a bad idea. Kind of what Halo does when you get in a Warthog, whatever, you can have like four guys in one.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, so I think it'd be really cool. It's just
speaking of which, I saw on Reddit yesterday that you can now get the Master Chief Collection for $18.
Really?
Through some online codes, and that's a really good deal.
I mean, if nothing else, just to play the campaigns, you know, it's worth $18 to play those campaigns. There's a lot of content there.
Yes, there is. Yeah. So I guess we can, you know what? I just made a segue. Let's do, what are we playing this week? So Connor, what have you been playing?
Oh, I have been playing, Uncharted 4 pretty much. Well, I guess it just came out yesterday. I was very busy last week, so I didn't play much. But since Monday night, I've been playing exclusively Uncharted 4, and it's really, really, really good.
For those that don't know, what exactly is that game about?
Uncharted 4, the Uncharted series. Think of it as. Imagine it as an Indiana Jones movie in a game. That's basically it. It's a third person shooter action kind of game. Imagine like have you ever played any of them before?
I have not.
You have. So think of like think of some of the mechanics of like an Assassin's Creed game where you do a ton of climbing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then put that into a third person shooter, and then the story is like an Indiana Jones movie where you're shooting stuff. There's usually some sort of supernatural twist in it. I mean, I'm not near far enough in this one in four to know if that's the case in this game, but boiling it down, it's an Indiana Jones movie in a game, and it's done really, really well. Same developer that made The Last of Us, if you ever played that, and they know what they're doing with the third person games. I mean, it's ridiculously good.
Is it, I'm assuming the ratings have to be pretty good all over.
Yeah. Let's see. GameSpot gave it a 10. IGN was a 9. I haven't seen much more than that, but the only legitimate criticisms that I've seen of it so far are, the third act gets a tad long, which that very well could be the case. And then for those of you that have played the original three, there's some mechanics that don't quite make sense in the context of the game if you've played the other three. And it's not a huge deal, but it just kind of makes you think, huh? Why did they do that? But other than those minor annoyances, it's incredibly good.
You're trying to talk me into it, and you're doing a good job.
I'm trying. I mean, it's $460 for you.
Oh, that's right. It's an exclusive.
Yep. Well, no, I guess it'd be $410, right? I think PS4 is $350 these days. Yeah,
it's a significant amount of change.
It is, but I mean the PS4, I don't think they've had any real solid exclusives since the PS4 came out, and this is the first one where if you don't have a PS4 and you had a PS3 and you played the Uncharted games, I'd just go ahead and buy a PS4 for this. Like it's a system seller to me.
I do like the MLB series is an exclusive for you guys. That's a big get.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's miles ahead of, I don't even know if 2K makes baseball
games. No, I'm pretty sure they decided to give up because they were so bad.
They weren't that bad, but the show was just so much better. I mean, it was like, it was like in the several years ago when live NBA Live wasn't terrible. Like, yeah, NBA Live wasn't that bad. It's just 2K was just so much better, and 2K just kept getting better, and NBA Live took a couple of years off and then didn't seem to feel necessary to improve from those couple of years off.
That'll happen. You gotta stay competitive. What have I been playing? FIFA 16 came out on EA Access so a little bit ago, so I've kind of dug into that now.
Nice.
I know you're a good FIFA guy because we've had battles in the past personally.
Yeah, we'll have to we'll have to see if I can get it. I'm on record. I don't remember if I've said, I think the only time I said this on the podcast was last week when it got deleted, that I will not buy EA games because they, in my humble opinion, ruined Battlefront. So I've thought about that hiatus that I've gone on. And I wondered, does it count if I go like a couple years back, or like in this case, when they released 17?
Yeah.
I'll be able to find 16 or 15 at a GameStop for like nothing. And then EA gets none of my money. So
there's a little loophole here.
See, there's a loophole. I've considered the loophole. I don't I don't think I'm going to do it, but if I ever do end the hiatus, like I'm 100% sure I will never buy an EA game at retail again.
Battlefield 1 is out for you.
Yeah, it's out. But unless they start, unless they start treating their customer base a little better, that it's out for now.
So pretty much, and I know the higher ups at EA are listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
So just heads up, guys. You know, one of the big consumers here. You're talking to them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just letting those guys know for the good of the people.
Yeah. Let them know that I'm not going to buy your games.
Yeah, that's going to go right up the chain.
Right. Yep. Send it up. Reply all.
So I'm actually going to piggyback off that. And then the other game I'm playing just came out yesterday on EA Access again is PGA Golf.
Ooh. So that was the last one that I bought, actually.
And was Rory?
Yep, it was Rory. That was the last one. What do you think of it?
I'm glad I got it in EA Access and I didn't buy it in retail.
Yeah, I mean it's a golf game.
You it's know, a golf game, but it doesn't have all the. If I have a career golf game, I want to be able to like earn sponsorships and. Well, you know.
It seemed lazy. It seemed really lazy.
It does, and then the customization doesn't seem that well, and it's underwhelming for me. That being said, having a golf game is nice.
Yeah, I mean, it scratches the itch. I mean, I'll play it every once in a while. I think I got it like. I don't remember exactly when it came out, but it had to have come out before Battlefront because that was.
I'm pretty sure it did.
Yeah, but to me, when was the last one that you played?
Golf?
Yeah. Do you remember the last one?
Oh man, 2011 or 12.
11 or 12. Yeah. So, I mean, it's probably been a while, but my. Tiger Woods games were very popular at my house in college, so we would play pretty often. And if you look at the content that was on Tiger Woods, like I think it was 2000, but I'd been 14. If they made one in 14, there was the Masters, and then there was one after the Masters. I think I don't remember quite the order, but there was one that had like if you look at the content that was on there, there was a whole pile of courses, every golfer you've ever heard of, a whole bunch of modes. The career mode was ridiculous. The customization was all there. And then you look at this one on PS4 and Xbox One that they've had multiple years where they've had more time to get it done. And it just looks like a half-assed cash grab to me. And that's really, really frustrating.
Yeah. Pretty much I'm getting this for a rainy day or somewhere, I'm like, hey, I'll play a quick 18.
Yeah, the only thing that I will say that does have going for it is the fantasy courses are kind of fun. Have you played those yet?
I have not. I'll have to dive into those.
Yeah, play the Grand Canyon one. I don't remember what it's called, but they've got a course that goes through the Grand Canyon.
That's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's that one's pretty fun. I will give them that, but that's. That's the only praise they're getting from me on it.
That's it.
That's it. I draw the line.
Okay, so any more Uncharted talk from you?
No, I think that covers it. I mean, if you played the first three before, you already own Uncharted 4. So I'm not talking to you. It's the people that have never played the series at all. I would certainly recommend playing the first three first. There's a collection on PS4, and if you haven't given it a shot, definitely do it. The first game doesn't play quite as far as gameplay. It's not quite as good as the next three, but it's good enough. Just bear down, get through the story, and then move on to 2 and 3, which are exceptional.
And bear then, down.
Bear down. Yeah.
And then. Okay. So then let's check it out. What's in your bargain bin this week?
Bargain bin is This week, my bargain bin is going to be Dead Space. The timing is sort of frustrating because if I remember correctly, I think not even, it might have even been in April that Dead Space was part of the Games with Gold on Xbox. I'm pretty sure it was. But nonetheless, it's probably, not probably, it is my favorite horror game of all time. You have to take that with a grain of salt because I don't play a ton of horror games, but it's very, very, very good. The premise is you're an engineer that gets sent to a mining ship to see about it because it, you know, went off the radar, not communicating or whatever the case is, and you go to this ship and it's totally, like, all the systems are totally off. So your main objective is to get all the systems running. And there's obviously, you know, there's a reason that the ship is offline and it's, you know, various things that want to kill you. And I think the clever part of the game is that it's, if I'm not mistaken, there's only one legitimate gun in the game. The rest of your weapons are mining tools.
Really?
Yep. They're various mining tools, or they're like, you know, mining tools that he repurposes his weapons.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of clever. And the horror in the game, it relies a lot on jump scares, but to me it wasn't. The thing that made the game scary wasn't necessarily the jump scares themselves, but your movement in the game, I think, is kind of strategically, you kind of just lumber along a little bit. So there's plenty of times throughout the game, especially if you play on some of the harder difficulties, that there's very few health pickups and there's not a lot of ammo around. So you're just tense all the time, not only because something might jump out and scare you, but if something does jump out and scare you, depending on what it is, you're dead. Like, you've got no chance.
So it's a little unforgiving in that fact.
It can be. If you play on the harder difficulties, it's really unforgiving. There's there's an achievement / trophy on there. It doesn't do auto saves. There's save points throughout the game. And there's one, I mean, I don't remember for sure. It's been a few years since I played it, but, if I remember right, on normal, it's probably like a 12 to 15 hour game, and you can probably save there's a save point probably every half hour, 40 minutes worth of game. And there's an achievement on there to get through the entire game saving 3 times.
Wow.
In a 12 or 15 hour game, that's tough. I mean, you could sit down and play all day and then die and then lose it all.
Huh.
So I mean, if you're a platinum trophy kind of guy, or a, you know, get 1,000 on your gamer score and you feel like a challenge, that achievement is, that one is tough.
Okay. And where can you find this game for cheap?
Oh, you can find it on, I tried to get it. I tried to see what it would charge me on the Xbox One store, but I couldn't get that to work. I'd imagine it was just operator error on my part, but you can get it at a GameStop or a GameStop, Amazon, any of those, and it's less than $10 at all of those outlets.
So it's less than a solid run through Taco Bell.
Less than a solid run through Taco Bell. Yep. Give me a second here. I'll find an Amazon price for you right now.
And then for the people listening through our website, we will have a link to this game.
Yes, we will. We will have a link. Let's see here. Let's see. struggling here. Let's see. Dead space, new and used from 64 on Amazon right now, 64 used from $3.95.
I mean, that's a Red Bull.
Yeah, that's a Red Bull. I mean, and then there's some shipping on there, but again, for less than $10, you can get a 15-hour game that I think is quite exceptional.
All right, there's your bargain bin of the week. And then for our last piece of news, EA Sports should pay, well, EA should pay me because we're going to talk about another one. Titanfall 2 coming out. In the fall. So are you a Titanfall guy?
I couldn't be a Titanfall guy because I didn't have an Xbox at the time.
Boom. That was a trick question. I knew you were going to say that.
Yep. I would have been, though. I was very interested in it.
Titanfall was the first one. I bought it right away. My roommates got it, and it was pretty awesome.
That's what I heard from everyone who played it.
The whole multiplayer only thing was a little weird, but they did a good job.
It played good, right?
In the day and age now where we're getting all these, you know, it kind of sucks to now where we don't know if a game's going to play right away, which is asinine.
Which is, yeah, ridiculous.
So this game played great right out of the box. It was just a really fun shoot 'em up mash game where you literally flew in on big robots and you could climb and you can wall. This is where I didn't have a problem with the wall jumping. I have a problem with it in COD, but this makes sense.
They did it right.
They did it right. I'm really excited for the second one. I think there'll be improvements. I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but I can only assume it's going to be just like Titanfall on steroids, and I'm pretty excited.
Well, I know they're going to put a campaign in it this time.
That's going to be really interesting.
I'm very excited for it. I would imagine that you could think up a pretty solid story to put into that world, I would think.
Yeah, whoever they have that's to script that, they have a lot of good source material.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very interested to see what they do with that. It comes out in an odd time. Well, not an odd time. It's holiday season. It just happens to be when I buy all my games. So it'll be interesting to see when I get it.
Did they put a date or did they just say fall?
Fall.
Just say fall. Okay. I would think it'll be probably October.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, they'll put that in October, and then they'll put Battlefield up against Call of Duty in November. That would be my humble guess anyway.
That's the play.
Yeah.
That's the play. Well, you got anything else there, champ?
No, sir. Just going to get back to playing Uncharted here.
You got a new computer now. This is the first podcast on Condor's new computer.
Yep. Got the new computer. I'm going to try. I also downloaded Civilization 5 today.
Ah, because Civ 6 got announced.
Yeah, you know what? I did see that too. I saw Civ 5 for like $7. And any one of my friends who plays PC games, they say, yeah, I mean, if you want to, you know, sacrifice your life to this game for a while, go ahead and get it. It's like, oh, well.
It's a heck of an endorsement.
Yeah, for $7, I'll give it a shot. There's a good chance that it could be my bargain bin next week, but anyone who would want to play it probably already does. So.
Just a little hint for next week. So, you know what? We're right under 30 minutes. So I think that's where we're going to close it off, my friend.
Alrighty. Sounds good. Until next time.
Until next time. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And be sure to check us out next time.
Alrighty. Have a good one.
You too.